Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be here this evening. We're glad to have all of you is able to come be in this service tonight. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of St. John, I believe it is. St. John, 8th chapter. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Don't know altogether what we'll do. We got some scriptures, so we'll try to leave that with you. 8th chapter, 10th chapter, 12th chapter. That's where we'll begin. I'm not going to probably read a lot, just several different places. I believe I'm going to read one verse out of the 8th chapter. The 12th verse, the 8th chapter, the book of St. John, says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The 10th chapter. Just bear with me a minute. We're going to start with we'll read a few verses in this one. We're going to start with that of the 31st verse. Says, "Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him, and Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. I do not the works of my Father. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him." Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode And many restored unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. 12th chapter. I'm going to start with the 20th verse. We'll read a few verses here. It said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip cometh and tell Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. But Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Then this he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Now that's all we'll read out of that of the book of John. And I'm going to read one more place, if I can find it right quick. You may think none of these has anything to do with the other, but this what we got. This is the 31st chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, starting with the 9th verse. It said, and Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priest, the son of Levi, which bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. gathered the people together, men and women, children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a little stammering here and there, I understand, but nonetheless, it's seemingly what we've got tonight. And just to be honest with you, got some more, and I don't know where we'll get around to reading it or not tonight, but I want to talk to us just a little bit tonight. The Lord help us, my friend, about following Him. Following Him. Now, there's a large group of people down through the years, my friend, that has been commanded, and the law has been left unto them that they should keep it and that they should follow after it. And we come right down even into the days of Jesus, and I believe when He was picking that of His disciples, He spoke to them and He said, follow Me. And I that's what I want to talk to us just a little bit tonight. I've got some other that's rolling around too, and I don't know whether we'll get around to any of it or not, but the truth of it is we are following something. We are. There's not anybody that's living in this world that's not following something. They most certainly are. They're some form or fashion. I thought a little bit when Susan said there in the prayer, it just come out a little comical to me for what's on my heart tonight, but just a little bit, she said, they're what? Jesus loving something another. People too. And they're Jesus loving, she said something else about people. Now, you might say, well, preacher, that don't mean anything. Yes, it does. People are noted tonight, my friend, by what they follow. Yes, they are. They, brethren, it's in you're following something. You most certainly are. The Bible teaches us that, brethren, that we are to take up our cross daily and follow Him. That's what the book says. And my friend, and if we gonna be happy people, brethren, we gonna follow Jesus. We most certainly are. Yes, we are. And it makes no difference who's in your household. And my friend, I run across some things the Bible said here. In the days when Moses gathered the people together, my friend, God told him to do it. He charged the people, and my friend, because they are fixing to leave and go over Jordan. Go over to the place, my friend, that God had promised them. Yes, sir. Amen. Glory. There's something tonight, my friend, about who you follow. Brethren, who you know most of who we follow, my friend, is normally our number one goal in our eye. Yes, it is. What's our number one goal? What's our number one, my friend, to try to get done while we're living in this life? Brethren, if you love Jesus, you'll serve Him tonight. Yes, you will. You are a servant. You're a servant of something. Bible teaches us so. Brethren, there's something that you're following. I don't know if I get this message across like I see it, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, there's something you're following. Brethren, whether you have it or not, it's just like a magnet, and it's pulling you, and you don't realize it tonight. Not a shouting message. Brethren, but I'm going to be honest with you. The Bible says that Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. And he said, a stranger they will not follow tonight. They will not follow. You say, preacher, why is it you all the time getting on to us? I don't know. But I'm just going to have to do what I've got to do. That's all I can tell you. I know, you know, even on the way up here, we come through that big old cloud, my friend, and we rode in it most of the way. But I'll be honest with you, I wasn't worried too much about the cloud and what all was going on. Glory to God. I thought, well, that'll hamper our crowd tonight. But the real truth of it is, my friend, we're following something. Believe it or not, you ain't here, my friend, just out of haphazardly. You're following something. Something, my friend, has got a little push on you. Say, preacher, I'm sick and tired of going to meeting. You know you can get there? You know you can get there? I ain't many preachers will tell you, my friend, but thank God you can get there. You can get to the place that it's a burden to go to the house of God. He said, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. They were fishermen, but they had never fished no man. Brethren, and the truth of it is, they had to learn. Yes, sir, they had to learn. But he had the tools. Brethren, and he picked them 12. Brethren, he chose them 12. Thank God to go with him, brethren, that they might learn how to be a fisherman. Yes, sir. Some of us need to learn how to become a fisherman. Yes, sir. Need to learn. You might go a fishing. You can go natural fishing, and there's a lot of times you'll throw that old lure out there and you ain't getting no bites. You know what you'll do? You'll take it off. You'll put you another on, won't you? Try your best. You'll do everything you can, my friend, to try to attract that of the fish. Brethren, it's a little bit difficult. Brother, to attract mankind to Jesus tonight. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Follow me. He said, you follow me, you'll serve me. Moses, gather all the men, the women, the children, the stranger. The stranger. Have you ever thought much about a stranger? Have you ever thought much? Brethren, I've sat in the house of God and felt like a stranger. Hadn't you? Out of my own doings. Yes, sir. Felt like I didn't belong. Yes, sir. Preacher, what'd you do? Well, I kept going. Glory! Thank God I didn't stop. I get around my own people sometimes and feel like a stranger. You know that? Yes, sir. My own. I can't explain it, but I want you to know something. I don't know why this is coming also. I told you I had a lot in one sense of the way. The real truth of the matter of it is you will follow something. You will. Did you know in the days of Jesus that they were many men that quote claimed to be Christ? And you know what? They had many followers. Did you know that John had disciples? Yes, sir. John had disciples, had men, my friend, that followed him after his preaching, after what he had brought into the world. Brother, it's nothing today for people to follow after something. The trend. You got people that studies the economy, the highs and the lows, and what's coming and what's going to happen. And the truth of it is, those kind of people, my friend, that are in touch with people, they try to be sure that that trend continues. Do you know that? And they have a lot of followers. Don't they? Sure. Yes, sir. They've got them. Brethren, it ain't nothing. Brother Glenn Smith, they probably ain't anybody here knows him or knowed him, but he is a preacher. And Brother Glenn, my friend, he was an old-timey. That's all I know to say. Old-timey preacher. Brethren, he'd get so carried away, my friend, he had to have them glasses to see, but they'd be up against the wall somewhere. When he really got on over yonder, my friend, them shoes flew off. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've seen it with my own eyes. Heard him preach many, many, many a time. He said one time, he said in his preaching, he said, I believe that you could turn a goat loose, a billy goat, with a bell tied around its neck, my friend, and turn it loose down the streets of the city. He said, they would be somebody, follow it. That seemed like it's crazy, but it's the truth. It's the truth. These folks following things, my friend, that are not of life. I read this to you. They're not of life. Brethren, they're following things that are of death. No life at all to the spiritual man. And could result in natural death. Preacher, I don't know about that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's people that follows all kinds of things. But he said here that if you served him, what did he say? If any man serve me, he said, let him follow me. Did he not? He said, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. you ain't going to be found, my friend, wandering out through the world when you're following Jesus. You're not a wanderer. You're actually a child of light. Ain't that what I read to you? He did say, he is the light. He said, also, you follow me, you'll be a child of light. Is that not right? Light, my friend, has life in it. Did you know that? Yeah. It takes, naturally speaking, it takes the light off the sun, my friend, for things to produce. Yes, sir. Years ago, took the kids to a cave. Just to be honest, we run up on it. Didn't even know it was out there. We go through this cave, and it was open to the public. But we went through this cave, and it's dark. You've been in a cave, haven't you? And brethren, there was one single ray of light. It couldn't have been no bigger than that. Just one. And that single ray of light that come into that cave, when it hit the ground, you know what was happening? A little plant. Yeah, one. Directly in line with that ray of light. Glory. Brethren, you can't have light and not produce something. No, sir. That light, my friend, is your life. Our son, he was small. Daddy, how did that grow? I said, you see that light, don't you? Yes, sir. That light, my friend, it makes no difference. You can plow the ground. My friend, you can put the seed in the ground, but if it don't get X amount of light, brethren, it will not grow. You can go not too far from here. Brethren, they plant fields of corn, 136, over there across from them chicken houses, and I've watched them for years. Brethren, they'll come in that bin down there and they'll plant it. And that corn in that bin down there won't get that high. Won't do it. But it just like stair steps where the sunlight, my friend, is getting to it, that corn just jumps. Yes, sir. Brethren, then it gets tall. Out there where the sun, where the light, my friend, is shining down upon it. Folks, we need the light of Jesus shining upon us. It's our life. Our life. He said, follow me. Follow me. He told Moses, he said, you gather all the men, the women, and the children, and the stranger. I don't know if I can preach on that or not, but he said the stranger. The stranger. I had never thought a whole lot about it, but do you not know? In the Word of God, my friend, the stranger is taken care of tonight. Yes, sir. I might read it to you and I might not. There's scripture all over the place concerning the stranger. Brethren, and if that stranger, why did he call? Why? did Moses include the stranger that he was going to, my friend, in other words, lay the law down to the children of Israel and the stranger that lodged with them. Do you not know that when Solomon built the temple, that even in Solomon's prayer, he said, if a person would look toward this place, and he said, even a stranger. Yes, sir. Even a stranger looked toward this place. Brethren, there was laws concerning the stranger. The children of Israel could not, my friend, ill-treat a stranger. They had to take care of them. One writer said, he says, in one place, he said, the stranger is among you, he said, just like is born in your household. Follow me. This is not a hard message. Matter of fact, it's fairly simple. Just to be honest with you. If you've ever driven a truck that pulled a trailer, you want one, my friend, that follows your wheel line. Don't you? Yeah, I pulled them, my friend, that run this way. Truck run this way, they run that way. I have. You've seen them. If you ever get behind them sometime, just watch them. My friend, you'll find out whether or not they're true. Yes, you will. The truth of it is, the truth of it is, if one ain't in line, my friend, with a head vehicle, my friend, it causes all kinds of problems. Not just problems, my friend. It's a headache to maintain. Yes, sir. Parts, wire different. I know y'all know this. I know it's just a strange thing, but I want you to know that when we're following Jesus, we need to be in line. I got an old camper and I pull that thing. I can tell you, my friend, it ain't bad. It ain't bad. People get all tore up, my friend, thinking that trailer's going to run off the road. Well, if it's in line, it ain't going to run off unless you run off. Huh? You stay on the road, my friend, it'll hang with you. Yes, it will. It'll follow you. It'll follow you. You know, Jesus, when he said, follow me, all he expected out of them was for them to follow him. Ain't hard, is it? Preacher, where'd you get such a message? The real truth of it is, my friend, we don't need a lot of trailers that's out of line. We don't need a lot of other headache. You ain't going to like me when I finish, but I'm just going to preach what I got anyway. You know what? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? When Jesus come by and he said, just follow me. Isn't it wonderful that they just laid down their nets? Yeah. And they followed him. Didn't they? That's what the book says. They just followed him. Preacher, we don't know which way to go. Oh, but you do. If you serve me, He said, follow me. Follow me. If you'll follow him, you'll be a child of light. Yes, you will. Let me read a verse. I can find it right quick. It's the one I read to you. Here it is. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. But shall have the light of life. Now, we're not following Jesus by sight. They did. They did. Naturally, they did. But we're not following Jesus by sight. Not naturally. Not carnally. And He's not asking you to follow him naturally. He's asking you to follow him in his kingdom. Is he not? Isn't that where the light is? They sing songs, my friend, and a lot of them, they get down there and they talk about the city over yonder, said there'll not be no night. And they've no need of the sun. Why? Because he is the light. The only thing about that song, my friend, is they've got it in the wrong period. Yes, sir. He is the light, Gary. Right there. In here. Is he not? See, not the light. If you follow him, brethren, you shall be a child of light. Simple. I know it's simple to die. I know it's just a simple message. But the real truth of it is that a lot of folks are not happy because they're following the wrong thing. They're looking in the wrong direction. They're following after things that in the midst of the world, it seems like it works. But the truth of it is, the path of it, my friend, is not the path of holiness, nor the path of righteousness. And therefore, it is not the path of light. If you'll follow the Lord, you'll have light. I'm going to read you another verse. I think I can find it. Real quick, and I'll bring my remarks to a close. This is not hard to be understood. The truth of it is, the world needed a light, and Jesus was that light. He is the light of the world. Yes, sir. And the Bible says that if you'll follow him in the light, he says, there is no darkness. I can preach that to you. Folks, that ain't after a while. That's now. That light is light. It lights your world. Gonna read you a verse. And I want you to listen. I'll bring my remarks to a close. I'm going to ask you what I did in the beginning. What are you following? It's always been. That's the reason Moses gathered them people together and give them the law. And he told them, you walk after these statutes. All the men, the women, the children, and the strangers. It wasn't nothing, my friend, if I'm not mistaken, Rahab, the walls of Jericho, her section didn't fall. Her section wasn't overthrown. And it doesn't say how many, but they told them, said, get all your household together. And whosoever's in this household shall be saved. The scripture teaches us, you go and read it, you'll find it, that Rahab joined up with the children of Israel. And she was subject, folks, unto all the oracles, the statutes, and the commandments, my friend. She had to follow them. If you was a stranger and you wanted to come in to that of Israel, my friend, you could, but you had to follow all the rules and the commandments. You had to be subject unto them. Listen, this is some wonderful scripture. It's in Little John, what we call Little John, 1 John, 1st chapter. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. The Wilburn and Wilburn sang a song, my friend, called Red, White, and Black. Red, white, and black. And in that song, they say they never can find gray. They can't find no gray. Red, white, and black. What's he talking about? He's talking about that book. There's no gray in it. What are you talking, preach? There ain't no gray area. This is what Little John said, brethren, about God. He said, he's the light. In him is light. In him is no darkness at all. At all. Yeah. Listen. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Y'all hear that? In him is light, and there's no darkness. Now, if we say that we have fellowship with him, I didn't write this, folks. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, it's either black or white. There's no gray. Why, preacher, you're living in outdated times. Truth of it is, that right there stands for 2023. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what's in this book? Red, white, and black. Yes, sir. Preacher, you're going to have to learn how to give a little. Well, I'm going to give you this. In Him, there is no darkness. He is light. Glory. If you follow after Him, folks, you'll have light tonight. You can't help but to have it. You can't help it. You can't help it. There's no way under God's sun, my friend, that you can help but to have light if you know Him as your Savior. Preacher, that's strong. This is what little John said. So if we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You know, folks, do you know who that's pointed to? It's pointed to me. When I read this, it's pointed to me. Now, I'll tell you what will happen if you read it truthfully. When you read it, it's pointed to you. Not your brother. Not your sister. Folks, this is exactly who he's talking to. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Did y'all hear that? Can't we have fellowship? Preacher, wouldn't you hear this morning? I sure was. Do you know what we're going to do this evening? We're going to follow Him. We're not going to follow you. You're not following me. If you are, you might be headed for trouble. I wouldn't, my friend, put you there deliberately. No, I wouldn't. You know what Paul said unto them? He said, follow me as I follow the Lord. Is that what he said? Somebody tells me they love the Lord and we get out together and they start veering off in left field. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to get to thinking something. Ain't you? I'm going to get to thinking, my friend, their left foot ain't right. Yeah. Well, preacher, that left foot's in darkness and ain't the rest of it. It won't work. It don't work that way. No, sir. Bible says, if thine eye be single, says thy whole body's full of light. But if thine eye be evil, then thy whole body's full of darkness. It's one or the other. Preacher, they got to be a medium out there somewhere for some of us. No, they're not. No, they're not. This is written to me and you. It doesn't matter, my friend, what umbrella you come under. It doesn't matter whether you're a preacher or a deacon, Sunday school teacher, or just a lay member, my friend. It doesn't matter. This book works for all of us tonight. Brethren, that light is for every one of us tonight. Yes, it is. So if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Listen. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. confession. Is that what he said? If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Do you hear that? And his word is not in us. Preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, the truth of it is, it's written down. It's written for you. The fact of it is, my friend, you're a child of the light or you're a child of darkness. One or the other. I understand. I listen and I hear what people says all the time. This is what the book says. You know what he says into the second chapter? It says, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, which, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sin, ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Read it all. Read it all, folks. Brethren, he talked about light. In him's light, and there ain't no darkness. If your path is running in the darkness, my friend, it's not the path of Christ. I can preach that. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Is that right? Preacher, I'm not going to amen you. You don't have to. I know I'm strange, Bird. I'm fixing the hush. Now I'm going to read you what I got tonight. Twenty-first chapter of the book of Revelation. John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down. Yes, he did. He said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. He said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Did y'all hear that? There's some positive words and positive sentences in that John wrote. Positive. He saw. It happened. It came down. It's with men. It's dwelling with men. Not after a while. I can't help it. You say, preacher, that I just don't understand that. Then you're in darkness. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to keep reading. I ain't got to my verse yet. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. For there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Folks, those former things, he's not talking about the life that me and you live in this world. That's not the former things. That's not what the former things, my friend, was all those things that they went through. You can read it. You go over and read in some of the prophets, my friend, and you'll find that they prophesied that sorrow would be banished. Yes, sir. Gone. That the Lord would wipe away the tears from off their eyes. They wouldn't go mourn no more because mourning was over. Do you know what they is looking for? They is looking for a brighter day, a better day, and brethren, Jesus Christ brought it into this world. Yes, he did. Brethren, that first heaven and first earth did pass away. And we're living in a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Yes, we are. Today, right now, not after a while. Thank God, wearing a crown. Brethren, you better have the robe on now, my friend. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Listen. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Folks, they couldn't get that under the law. That was former things. Former days. They couldn't get a drink. No, they couldn't. It says now, he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Listen. It says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now I want you to listen to this next verse. Roll call. Roll call. They ain't but one or the other. Right or left. Either you're going to follow him or you're going to be in darkness. Preacher, it don't work that way. This is roll call, folks. This is roll call, and it ain't a good one. It's not a pretty one. Preacher, why didn't he put another roll call in here? I just read that to you. He that overcometh, he said, I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, listen, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, read it. And all liars. Preacher. It didn't say that. It did say that. He put some specifics in here. Did he not? Folks, I'm going to tell you, this world's full of sorcerers. It's full of idolaters. It's absolutely full of whoremongers and murderers. Yes, it is. Both naturally and spiritually. A lot of folks don't believe that. Brother, there's a lot of folks kill their neighbor with their tongue. Preacher, I ain't going to have that. It's a fact. Read your book. Read your book. Do you know you can kill a person without a bullet? Yes, sir. Now, he said, all these shall what? Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Preacher, I don't like that. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes these verses in the middle of things that it looks like they need to be somewhere else. To me. I've read this I don't know how many times. I've went over this I don't know how many times. That verse seems like it ought to be placed somewhere else, but this is where it's at. And there's a reason. Either you're light or either you're darkness. He's showing you the light and what they have. He's showing you the darkness and where they'll wind up. Now the 20th chapter says this. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. What is the second death? I read it to you. This is the second death, like a fire. You don't have to go there. The 21st chapter, my friend, is a beautiful, beautiful chapter concerning the bride. It is. Comes on down, it tells you about all the seven last plagues and the bride. He said, I'll show thee. He wanted John to get above. What did old Stephen preach one night? Getting high. Getting high. He wanted John to come up thither, come up. Says, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city. What did he show him? Well, I'm going to read it to you. The ninth verse says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Is that not what he said? Then he carried him away. He said, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Folks, I don't think I read this wrong. He showed him the bride, the Lamb's wife. That's what he said, I'm going to show you. Come hither. I'm going to show you. What did he show him? This is what he showed him. Read it. Showed him walls, did he not? Foundations, did he not? Showed him a street pure as gold, did he not? Showed him, my friend, it's a building four square. Not natural. Had gates on the east, gates on the west, gates on the north, and gates on the south. There's three gates, four sides, 12 gates. Were they not? 12 gates to the city. They sang that song. There's 12 gates to the city. But he showed him the bride, the Lamb's wife. Preacher, I can't get it out of my head. He's talking about heaven. No, he's not. Yes, sir. That's who the bride is. Amen. It makes me feel pretty good, my friend, just to think, well, I'm one of them stones. Huh? I've read to you most of the night, my friend, about God being the light. Did I not? And if you'll follow Him, you'll become a child of the light. Why shouldn't we shine? Yes. What is it that lights your city? What is it? I'm going to tell you this. If you're following something other than Christ, your light ain't a glowing, because you're in darkness. Preacher, I don't like to think of it like that. You know what? The devil don't want you to think it like that. He's the one just patting you on the back and telling you the world's full of them. World's full of them. It don't matter. Does this verse not matter? Roll call. Does it not matter? He put it in there for a purpose. I'm glad. Now, I'm not going to get way on out there in the midst of all this. But if you'll read, my friend, they was 12 gates. They was 12 foundations. And he tells you the stone of the foundations. Does he not? He covers them all, and there's 12 of them. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. First foundation, jasper. Second, sapphire. Third, chalcedony. Fourth, emerald. Fifth, sardonyx. Sixth, sardius. Seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, the chrysoprasus. And the 11th, a jacinth, and the 12th, an amethyst. Folks, the bride, my friend, Steve said it, is the church. Not just was the street of it, he says the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. Now you think about that. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Think about it. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. I'll hush. I'm going to reread a verse. That city had no need of the sun or moon. And it said that the Lamb was the light of it. And that the gates would not be shut at all by day. Do you know what that means? For there shall be no night there. What does that mean? If the gates are not going to be shut at all, then and there's no night there, so they're open. Are they not? You have access. Amen. Through the gate. The light of it. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Hope you got something out of it tonight. I know it's been strange, probably been scattered.